Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. That's Logan Paulson. I'm Craig Hoffman. And Logan, you don't know this yet, but I'm gonna drop a surprise on you. You ready for it? For anyone that's listening to this show right now, you're clearly a Commanders fan. You're interested in the Commanders. What if I told you I was talking with Mikey Sainer still later today?
That'd be cool, huh? That'd be great.
Yeah, so you can check that out on the Hoffman Show, on the radio, on the Team 980 a little later today. And I do think we'll probably drop that here in the Take Command feed tomorrow. So if you're like, I got stuff I got to do this afternoon, perhaps you've already missed it. It's like 6 o'clock and you just got home, but as you cook dinner, Take Command, that's your go-to on Thursday nights. Okay, that's cool. Keep listening to this show, and you can listen to Mikey tomorrow when we drop it here in the feed. So definitely looking forward to chatting with the Commanders Rookie Corner a little bit later today. But for now, it is Giants preview time. That's what we do on the Thursday podcast. And this is our second Giants preview of the season. Logan, generally speaking, going back on your 10 years of playing experience, how different is the second time around playing a team? And especially when it's, you know, this was like early season Giants. You had week two, and now you're kind of getting the midseason. And obviously, Commanders, same thing. Who the Commanders were week two. In some ways, like that was the last game of early season Commanders. I feel like they've been a bit, that was their biggest jump that they made, was from week two to week three. And then they've just consistently grown on top of that. But how different are these two teams this time around? And what are the challenges of facing a team the second time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the teams are just seemingly very different so far, and we'll get into that more specifically. But kind of generally, the second matchup, I think, is always kind of interesting, because if you lost the game, for example, you'd go back and you'd say, oh, like, these are some plays from the first matchup that we could have hit on, and these are some things from a coverage or from a run, or from a front standpoint, or from a blitz standpoint that they did that we weren't really expecting. So we're going to prep that, and we're also going to try and anticipate some new stuff. And so I think that's one way of going about it. If you win the first game, you say, what did we do really well? And then what do we anticipate them doing to stop it? And so sometimes you kind of, I don't want to say run it back, but it's a very, very similar game plan to the first time, because you're like, based on this defensive coordinator's history or this offensive coordinator's history, they're not going to change that much. And so we feel really good about this plan. And again, if it's not going well, then you kind of switch it up. I think the other thing, and that's more coaching based, and that's like, again, something when you talk with, for me, it was, you know, Kyle or Sean or whoever it was, like that was something they'd always kind of be mulling over. And I think good coaches are always kind of mulling that over. So I kind of expect Cliff to be having those conversations, Joe Wood Jr. to be having those conversations with his staff. And that's part of the fun of these divisional games. You guys do know each other really, really well. The other thing is, as a player, you get a really good feel, especially for some of the new players on the team, you get a feel for their personnel. You're like, oh, like this, like Dexter Lawrence is maybe a good example. Like, oh, he really likes this type of pass rush move in this situation. And when he lines up like this, I know he's really going to try and attack my edge and try to beat me that way. And so I'm going to set a little bit differently. And so there is that kind of, there's the big chess match of between the teams. Then there's the smaller kind of micro chess match, which is always fun, because if you have a guy figured out, it's a great feeling. It's like, oh my gosh, I've got this guy's number. I see him twice a year. It's awesome. Like, I remember, you know, like Justin Tucker back in the day. Like
Justin Tuck, Giants defensive end.
Yeah, Justin Tuck.
It'd be cool if you dominated the Baltimore kicker, though. You're out there laying him out every time you're on teams.
And like, it was like him and OCU Mignora and JPP. And I remember being like so nervous about the first game. And then you get out there, And they had a very specific way of playing the run that really fit with how I like to block. And I was like, oh, like, I'm fine. You know, like, this is as, and so then the next game, you kind of tweak your technique a little bit and fall into it. But it's really cool to kind of have that data on file, you know, and oh, right. Like if they get in this front, cause I've seen it, I know they're bringing this blitz. And so I think that's always why the second matchup and, you know, hopefully long term, you know, the third, fourth, fifth matchup under this staff are always going to be interesting because they have that familiarity, which allows for better performance and allows for that kind of that chess match that's always happening. So,
yeah, for sure. I think when you talk about the team approach, this game in particular is interesting because the Commanders won the first matchup. I don't think they were particularly thrilled with a lot of things from that game. Like, it was 21-18, the final. That's the Austin Seibert 7 field goal game, the kicker podium game, and hopefully the only one ever. All due respect to Austin, all the kickers everywhere, but, like, you want, unless it's a game-winning 60-yarder, you know, to win 45-42, like, you want your offense being the star of the show. But I think that's the thing that, like, if you're Washington offensively, you probably look back and go, we didn't punt in this game, but we got to be a lot better. We got to find more explosive plays. We can't just move the ball between the 20s. And I think that's especially poignant coming off a game where you also struggled in the red zone. So I think that is something to watch in this game. Obviously, is Washington going to move the football? Probably. They move the football in everybody. But their ability to finish or not is probably the determining factor on whether or not they, I want to say whether or not they win, because they won without finishing, I guess, in some ways the first time around. And they found ways to win against Chicago, for instance. What a way it was to win without finishing the red zone. But certainly whether or not they have one of these big offensive explosions like they had against Arizona, Cincinnati, et cetera, comes down to whether or not they finish in the red zone. And the fact that they struggle with that in the first game, I think if you're Cliff, is probably the biggest point of emphasis here. But it does kind of, I think, change the framing of that win, lost, what did we do well, what did we not? Because you almost feel like you lost a little bit more than you did, because you just come out of that game not as pleased as you'd like.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Like to.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. I think the thing you talked about there that I like honed in on was finish, because in the first game it was all about finishing. And when you look at how they didn't finish, it's the false starts, it's the illegal formations, it's penalties in the red zone that stall drives. And when you look at them against the Bears, it's a lot of the same stuff, you know. And this time it's illegal man downfield twice, you know. And people say, oh, they didn't score on that first one, but that gets them a first down, it gets them inside the 10, the completion on the screen to Diami, right? And then there's obviously the touchdown to OZ. And so can we get those details cleaned up? And I also felt like there was a, thinking back and reviewing my notes from the game, there was kind of a labored element to the offense, which hasn't been there over the course of the year. And so can we, as an offensive staff and as players in the offense, kind of hone in on the details this week? I think that's going to be extremely important, right? To kind of, again, just, and in some ways, I think it's good that this happened versus Chicago, that it was a little bit sluggish, because it does allow for a nice refocusing period, you know, where you're like, okay, this is not who we are. This is not who we want to be. This is how we get our details where we want them to be. And again, nothing I think is going to change dramatically about Cliff's offense or what he does. But I think the attention to detail, which has been so excellent throughout the year, just needs to be honed in on, and specifically in the red zone. And I think when you look at the game right after the New York Giants game, the first time, it's the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
And boy, were they locked in that day.
They were locked in for sure. And so I think that what I'm expecting is a similar kind of locked in phase. And I think if they can kind of handle that and handle those details and refocus as an offense, I think they're going to be in good shape.
For sure. And we'll get into those details in a lot more detail. I don't know how else to say that coming up in a second. And obviously, we'll detail the defensive side of the ball for Washington as well. But last thing I just want to make on kind of the general second time around, bounce back, whatever. On paper, this could be a trap game. The Steelers game in a couple of weeks is one of their biggest games of the season, if not their toughest remaining opponent, depending on how the Eagles are playing week in, week out. And nobody, including the Eagles, knows how they're going to play on a week in, week out basis. So if you look at it on paper, you're coming off this huge emotional last second win. Steelers are coming in next. The Giants kind of stink. And so if you're looking at this on paper, the way that most of us from the outside and most rational people, even players often in a lot of teams and a lot of locker rooms in this league look at it, this has trap game written all over it. But this is where I think DQ's approach, and as someone who played for Dan, like, you can talk about this far better than I can. But on a principle level, like, the idea of the tell the truth Monday, that win or lose, we're going to come in and we're going to look at this through a neutral lens. And we're going to say, this was good. This was bad. This is what we need to improve on. This is what we need to keep doing. That approach, week in, week out, does not change. And so I think this is where we, again, not to say that it guarantees anything, but this is where we test that theory. And if they lose, then it's not going to be because they emotionally weren't ready for it. But this is kind of the beauty of the Tell the Truth Monday film session, which, hey, this was really good for 3.5 quarters. This is where we lost it in the fourth. This was really good between the 20s. This is where we need to clean it up in the red zone. Whether that Hail Mary falls incomplete or not, that's what that Monday film session would have looked like. And as long as the guys were as locked in because they are with winning as they would have been had they lost, then I think that they'll be ready to go mentally on all the details they need to for this game on Sunday.
And I think that's something the staff's done like such a really an excellent job with throughout the season so far. It's like anytime, you know, I do that show with Dan on the game plan, and every time we're like, oh, what are you thinking about, you know, midway point of the season, or what are you thinking about this game? He's like, where our feet are right now. And I think he understands, and every coach understands this, but, you know, at least he expresses it in a very clear way, very, very specific way that, hey, we are about this game, and every game in the NFL is a trap game. As much as people want to say, oh, this game has the potential, every team in the NFL is good. Every team in the NFL wants to win. Every team in the NFL is composed of professionals. And I know we've said that before. I know that probably sounds like hard old NFL player Logan, but that's just a fact. Like, that's just how the game is. And like,
dude, look at last weekend in the league. Yes. Let's just say that our picks on all the shows, not as good this past week because a lot of wacky stuff happened.
And that's the difference to me between high school, college, and the NFL. It's that you have a professional element to these guys, and they're going to do whatever it takes to win. Like, I remember I had a conversation, I've brought this up before, a conversation with an old position coach that I had who was like, I'm going back to college. And I was like, why? He's like, it's just too hard. You have to be too dialed in at the NFL level every single week. Like, when I go coach at Alabama, like, we get 5 games of, like, you know, Northern Illinois State, and it's like, we'll win that one, no problem. We don't have to lose any sleep. But here, it's like, you got to grind them out every single week. And I think Dan, having played for him, Dan having talked to him now, really understands that. And I think that's something that's extremely important. And you can understand it. But it's also hard and very difficult to get the team to understand that. And I think that's where veterans like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and these guys that have been around for a long time and have the process really locked in are so valuable to the roster. Because it's like, hey, guys, like, this is a marathon, not a sprint. We got to be locked in on this one. And we got to be locked in on the next one. We're not thinking about vacations in 6 weeks. We're thinking about this game. And that's what all of our focus is. And I think that's excellent. And it's going to show, and every single week we talk about it, right? We talk about, this is the game. Like, Carolina could be a trap game.
Right.
Bears, right? Every single week it pops up, and it's about the mental focus for this team and the leadership of this team. And that's why the NFL to me is so cool.
And it doesn't hurt when your 23-year-old quarterback also gets it. And he does. And he talked about, he was asked at the podium on Wednesday, what were the 24 to 48 hours like after? And he was like, pretty normal. Like, yeah, I had a lot of people, you know, asking me stuff or whatever, a lot of texts, whatever. But I went about my routine. I did the same things I always do. And I think Jaden and a lot of the guys on this team fundamentally understand that if you like this feeling of winning, if you like the things that are coming with it, then you have to keep doing the things that you did to make you win. You didn't solve a problem that all of a sudden you don't have to do those things anymore. You have to keep doing that. You continually earn it. And the fact that he understands that at 23, eight games in his career, puts him ahead of some guys that have been in the league for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And they've got a lot of guys in that locker room that have been in the league for 8 years that understand that. It's guys that have been in the league for eight games that understand that, and everybody in between. So be fun to watch, see how they prepare. And I think that's that kind of sets up the actual details of the preparation. So let's dive into that.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.